In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Have any of you ever done a private confession? Some of us yes, some of us no. We Anglo-Catholics understand it. We Roman Catholics understand it best. My daughter is not Roman Catholic. They attended a Roman Catholic school and got a weekly confession. One of my fellow Roman Catholic priests came up to me one day and said, "Your daughter, wonderful young lady, doesn't confess much." And I said, "Well, I guess we need to work on it. Maybe that's my confession. I don't know." It's a powerful thing, confession, and I think it deeply ties to our lesson today about a man that comes to Jesus with demons and unclean spirits. You think about it, if you step back, we all have, one time or another, these unclean spirits. Confession is but one way to deal with them. Today, we're going to do together the rite of confession, together this morning. Yes, we're actually going to go and delve deeper into that thing before us called the Book of Common Prayer. We're going to take a look at one of our rites called the Reconciliation of the Penitent, and just a little deeper. In Jesus' 30 years in Palestine, 2,000 years ago, his Galilean ministry, he was by day a rabbi, a priest, religious teacher, a holy and sacred man that taught, loved, supported, healed those around him. In this priestly role, he healed in many ways. One of them was through confession. We know little about our main character today, but that he is sick. He has an unclean spirit. These unclean spirits are referred to as demons. Now, at first thought, we remove ourselves from a word like demon. Surely it's a science fiction, or it's an arms removed separation from demon. We don't have demons, is perhaps our first thought. But I think maybe we do. But it comes in different sizes, shapes, and colors. Our demons may consist of the following: jealousy, greed, having difficulty with truth, and so much more. All come under the term sin. Sin, at its basic definition, is anything that deviates us from God's will. We now realize this story is not so far-fetched, not so out of touch with 2019. The sins of today are very much alive and well. The demons still exist. Therefore, I have an invitation, a remedy, a prescription. This morning is called repentance. We've done anything in our life story that is not aligned with God's intention, then you're invited. I'm unaware of anybody that can cast the first stone. We don't talk about confession very much in the Episcopal Church, so we're going to go through it together. It doesn't have to be scary. There's no wooden box. There's no mesh screen. We're together. Just you and me and God, right here and right now. Just think, afterwards, someone said, "How was church? Was the music great?" He said, "Other chef made us do the rite of reconciliation." Everybody, please take out your Book of Common Prayer and turn to page 449. 449. I will lead you through it. We're starting at what is referred to as the Form 2, Rite of Conciliation, top of page 449. Let us say together, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions only too well, and my sin is ever before me. May God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal one, have mercy upon us. Let continue. Pray for me, the sinner. May God in his love enlighten your heart, that you may remember in truth all your sins and his unfailing mercy. Amen. Hear the word of God to all who truly turn to him. Come unto me, all ye that travail and heavy laden. I will refresh you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a true saying, worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the perfect offering for our sins, not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Now, in the presence of Christ and of me, his minister, we now request you confess your sin with a humble and obedient heart to Almighty God, our Creator, our Redeemer. We will say together, Holy God, Heavenly Father, you formed me from the dust in your image and likeness, and redeemed me from sin and death by the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through the water of baptism, you clothed me with the shining garment of his righteousness, and established me among your children in your kingdom. But I was born from the inheritance of your saints, and have wandered far in a land that is waste. Let us continue. Therefore, O Lord, from these and all other sins, I cannot now remember. I turn to you in sorrow and repentance. Receive me again into the arms of your mercy, and restore me to the blessed company of your faithful people. Through him whom you have redeemed the world, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Will you turn against Christ as your Lord?
I will.
Do you then forgive those who have sinned against you? May Almighty God in mercy receive your confession of sorrow and faith, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who offered himself to be sacrificed for us to the Father, who conferred power on his church to forgive sins, absolve you through my ministry by the grace of the Holy Spirit, and restore you the perfect peace of the church.
Amen.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has left power to his church to absolve all sinners who truly repent and believe in him, of his great mercy forgive you all of your offenses. By his authority committed to me, I absolve you from all your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now is rejoicing in heaven, for you were lost and now are found. You were dead and are now alive in Christ Jesus our Lord. Go in peace. The Lord has put away all your sins.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.